The Feel Better Station for Warrington Hospital.
This is Radio General.
Now, the final hooter.
Welcome to the Final Hooter. It is the loverugby.com podcast for Love Rugby League. And thanks very much to Radio General for letting us use the studio. And you know what? Hack it. The hackers are everywhere. Everyone's doing a hacker. So you know what? We've just done one.
That's a Love Rugby League hacker, that, isn't it?
It is.
That is. And you can tell that those lads, they packed the studio then.
They did.
They really did. So thanks a lot, lads. We appreciate that effort. Now get back to your relevant clubs and get back into pre-season training.
Yeah. I mentioned that everyone's doing hackers and they did one at Widnes.
Oh, yes.
I saw the guys at Castleford do one.
Yeah, they did one for Jake Webster, was it?
Yeah, yeah. Aaron Heremeyer at Widnes as well. Most famously, the one in Australia with the Dali Am winner, Tuivasa Sheck.
Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere, aren't they? The hackers are everywhere.
Yeah, they're coming back. They're in fashion, aren't they? Next thing you know, we'll have Henry and Robbie Paul coming up with them, won't we?
So we thought we'd throw one in because it's the end of the season. Just two teams standing in the UK. Who's going to win? Warrington or Wigan?
You know what? My head says Wigan. My heart wants Warrington to win.
Okay.
Just purely because Warrington, it's been so long since they won anything, hasn't it?
It is.
They've won the proper stuff. They won a couple of Lee Leader Shields, haven't they? But as we all know, with these faces at St Helens, it's not enough, that, is it, in the modern era?
No, they were pretty gutted St Helens when they lost out to Warrington on Friday, didn't they?
Massive performance from Warrington in that one, by the way.
We can safely say Benny is going home with nothing. Now, he got the Man of Steel.
Well, that's hardly nothing, is it?
No.
I mean, he's got voted by his fellow pros as the best player.
I'm sure he either wanted a grand final winner's ring to go with that. But he's got the Man of Steel, so he can't complain.
No. He's had a good season overall.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he can be bothered turning up. I mean, he did for the first two thirds of the season, and he disappeared for the last third.
He did.
Came back for the last couple of games, and now he's off home.
Yeah, I think that was down to the fact there was a lot of uncertainty about where he was going, wasn't he?
Do you think I'm being a bit harsh with that?
I think everybody
brutal
is.
Brutal summary.
Everybody is. Everyone was saying, how can you give a guy the Man of Steel when he hardly played for half of the season or a quarter of the season?
You could also throw that open to the Dream Team selection. How's Sean O'Loughlin got in there? He's only played 16 games this year.
Maybe there's not many loose forwards about.
Certainly a lot of players that identify themselves as purely loose forwards. Because if you look at the modern game, there's a lot of guys playing in the middle at loose forward. And they're extra props, aren't they?
Yes. So. Whereas Sean O'Loughlin's an out-and-out loose forward. And he is Wigan Warriors' Captain Marvel. He's the go-to, man. He inspires them to kick on.
He does. He's great when they can wheel him out, isn't he?
They'll wheel him out of Old Trafford in a wheelchair and they'll still get up and inspire them to try and win it.
He has been a fantastic servant to Wigan. And
Listen, he's not going to be getting wheeled out in a wheelchair. I'm just trying to throw a comedy element onto it.
It worked, almost.
Nearly. Yeah. Don't pat your day job in.
Yeah.
It's going to be an intriguing contest. We'll have all the reaction from the qualifying semi. Was it the qualifying semis? Yeah.
Well, it was the semi-finals, wasn't it?
Semi-finals. Castleford, I thought they might have learnt from last season, but they obviously never. They can't seem to win the big games when it matters.
This will, again, probably sound really harsh, but I think they bottled it. I honestly think they bottled it.
Well, Darryl Powell did kind of suggest that, didn't he?
They named Roberts at standoff, and that must be one of the worst performances a Castleford standoff has come up with all season. He never really called for the ball. Everything was going through Luke Gale, who was so well marshalled, but they didn't have anything else really going off him. Peter Matautia tried hard, ran for over 150 metres, but, you know, it shouldn't be left to a fullback to try and get you forward. It's meant to be a lot more team orientated than that. And I thought they played into Wigan's hands. As good a defence as Wigan have, I just thought they shut all the dangers down that Castle could throw at them.
A bit like what Warrington did to St. Helens the night before. Warrington's defence was absolutely outstanding.
Oh, I mean, like I say, to restrict St. Helens, who've been averaging 5 or 6 tries every home game, to just one try, I mean, that says something, doesn't it? And they probably gained a lot of confidence, believe it or not, from the narrow loss they had in the regular season a few weeks ago, because they were good on that night, weren't they, but weren't quite good enough to come away with the points. And ultimately, when it gets around to playoff rugby, as long as you get the win, that's all that counts at the end of the day.
You're on women's rugby league duty at the weekend. How did that go?
You know, we're really, really enjoying it. First time I've seen women's rugby league, the women's super league. We'll be hearing from Adam Cuthbertson, his lead side.
Oh, he's the coach, isn't he?
Yeah. I wasn't chatting to him about his injury because he was there all strapped up with his arm in a sling. But his women's team did tremendously well, played a real good firebrand of rugby league. Impressed with Castleford as well. Castleford, very, very young, very enthusiastic. They led by 6 points to nil at half time and couldn't quite match the Leeds intensity in the second half, and they really came back at them. Eventually, it was 24-10 in Leeds' favour.
Now, we know Warrington play Wigan in the men's grand final, but the women's grand final is 1 o'clock.
That's right, yeah.
Who's in that?
Leeds and Wigan. Wigan defeated St Helens for the third time this season by 10 points to 6.
So it's a War of the Roses battle.
It is. So it depends where your loyalties lie, I think, in that one. There is a game before that as well.
Is there?
The Championship Women's Grand Final takes place, right, which actually involves Lee Miners Rangers, who defeated Wakefield Trinity Ladies 8 points to 4. Wakefield have finished top of the league. They were about 6 points clear of everyone but second place, Stanningley. And Lee Miners went there and did a real job on them, 8 points to 4. And Stanningley made the other semi-final, defeating Hull 38 points to 12.
Now, last week, the Dream Team was announced within the World Rugby League. We kind of alluded to one player that was in Sean O'Loughlin. Who were the other 12?
Well, Ben Barber, he got a Dream Team selection. Tommy Makinson, Matt Percival, Bill Tupou and Tom Johnston were the back line. Halfbacks, Johnny Lomax and Danny Richardson. Luke Thompson, James Roby and Remy Casty were the front row, with John Bateman alongside Matty Ashurst and the aforementioned Sean O'Loughlin.
Now, you know for a fact everyone's going to start, why is he not involved? Why is he involved? Why is he not involved? Everyone started arguing about which players should have been there and who shouldn't have been there. So we at loverubbly.com, we've come up with an alternative dream team.
Yeah, run it by me.
So we went for fullback Stephen Ratchford.
Yeah, he's had a great season, hasn't he?
On one wing, Tom Davis of Wigan.
Very strong, like a bull coming forward, he is.
The centre is David Mead.
Scored 4 tries the other week, had a great second half of the season.
His centre partner, Rhys Lynn,
who was a bit of a bolter when called up into the England squad.
Yeah, well, we obviously spotted his talent and put him in our dream team. On the wing, Josh Charnley, what a reintroduction back to rugby league he's had.
Oh, exactly. The guy can't stop scoring. Is it, what, 24, 25 tries since he's come back?
Something like that, yeah. Halfbacks, Jacob Miller.
Hard-working player at Wakefield. Yeah, possibly a big reason for their success.
The man who's turned Catalan season round, Josh Drinkwater.
Who we believe,
scrum half.
Who we believe is on the move from Catalan,
he's
strangely
not happy,
enough.
Is he? Yeah, no. He's not happy to not give him a deal.
No.
He obviously felt he earned the right to get a deal, but hey.
And I think if you compare his form this season to what he showed last year at Lee, he's been a lot more consistent. He seems to have been quite happy, actually, there in the south of France, and probably deserves that alternate selection.
In the park, front row, David Fita, Paul McShane and Grant Millington.
Tell you what, some big guys there, isn't there, in Millington.
Bit of beef there, isn't there?
And for Fita. And McShane, well, I've always liked him. He's a scheming sort of half, acting half-back. He's that type of guy that I always enjoy seeing play.
Second row is Harvey Lovett and Zeb Tia.
Here's where I would differ ever so slightly. I mean, Harvey Lovett has got himself a spot there at Warrington, but Do I think he's had the greatest year? I think certainly there were other players who could put the name forward, but I do agree with Zeb Tayer. Zeb Tayer is a cracking forward.
And at least forward, Ryan Hinchcliffe.
I bet he's played more than 16 games for Huddersfield, put it that way.
Yeah, made over 1,000 tackles this year.
Oh, he's a real workhorse. And Huddersfield are going to miss him because he's packing his bags and
going
off home. He's retiring, isn't he?
But yeah, would our dream team beat the official RFL dream team in a one-off game?
I would like to see it, actually.
Be good, that, wouldn't it?
What would you raise your proceeds for?
Oh, I don't know. Well,
Women's Super League.
Women's Super League, grassroots rugby.
Grassroots rugby, yeah. Have a game against each other.
Yeah, why not?
This should remind me of the old benefit matches that used to take place. I remember one at Wilderspool many years ago when Phil Johnson, who was a long-standing Lee scrum half, played against a select that was Paul Cullen's Warrington side. And there were players from every different club coming, playing in the game. It wouldn't happen today, but I would like to see something like that again.
I reckon you should do that.
I think so.
Dream Team against the alternative Dream Team. Obviously come up with a better promotional name for it, but you know.
Dream Team versus alternates.
The Dream Team Showdown.
Oh.
That'd be good.
You could be onto something there.
Right, let's book it.
Keeping you up to date with everything rugby league. This is the Final Hooter on Radio General.
Right, I booked that, so we could be penciled in for next season.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay, that was quick, wasn't it?
It was quick. How did you get through so soon?
Yeah, they obviously liked the idea, didn't they?
Have you got Ralph's number? Because I know you said you wanted to get hold of him a few weeks ago. Have you?
Yeah.
Right, okay. I like that.
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I'm still working on that one.
Right, okay. Yeah. Was it Simon Moran then?
Yeah. He's the magic maker. He likes the idea, yeah. But rather than Blossoms, we'll have Billy Idol.
Oh, I tell you what, that would be absolute class.
Doing the pre-match entertainment.
Oh, 10 minutes of Rebel Yell.
Exactly.
Fantastic, that'd get me going.
No, Blossoms are good, so it should be a good atmosphere at the Grand Final. But yeah, me and Simon decided we're going to push the boat out, Billy Idol.
Do you reckon that as well? We could also interest the boss. Do you reckon he'd be?
Oh, could our pennies get? We could get a Bruce Springsteen tribute singer.
We'd probably get a Bruce Forsyth impressionist.
Probably get a Billy Idol tribute singer as well.
Oh,
we can't afford the real thing. Come
really?
On, no.
Oh, you got me all excited then.
Calm down. You're excited enough in Leeds at the weekend.
I was. What a great game. Castleford Tigers ladies coming up against Leeds Rhinos women. They led by 6 points to nil at half time. Scored with a little dribble through that was dropped on a couple of minutes before the half time hooter. 6 points to nil, they led at half time. And then there was a real rampage in the second half from the Rhinos. 5 second half tries. Really enjoyed calling it on our league. Got to work as well with Danique Prim, who's one of the top women Super League players, sadly out injured at the moment.
Just shows you it's just as rough and tough in the women's league.
Certainly, yeah.
You were mentioning a player by the name of Louise Forsell.
Yeah, there's Louise Forsell as well. And
she's got a bit of a bad injury.
Interestingly enough, both her and Danica have ACL injuries.
Wow. Ouch.
Which are very, very similar to the one sustained by the captain of Leeds, Callum Watkins. He's out as well, and it's the same injury. Who would have thought that it's catching?
Just goes to show it's not an easy game for the women as well.
Definitely competitive. Not. Very competitive. I tell you what, the hits were hard as well, considering there were girls really chucking themselves about at each other. Some superb skills, and here's Adam Cuthbertson now to talk through the victory for his Leeds Rhinos ladies. Well, Adam Cuthbertson, grand final awaits your women's team. Your thoughts on the semi-final?
Yeah, I thought it was a bit of a messy match at the beginning, but I think a bit of the occasion came over the girls. Obviously, we've played some big games this year, us lot, but you know, back at home with everything to lose, really. So got the better of us in the first half, and we didn't really stick to the game plan as such the first half. But you know, luckily we had a good chat at half time, and we turned it around and come out with in good form and put them to the sword in the second half.
I suppose if there was a positive from that first half, it was the fact that with so much ball in Castleford's hand, they only scored the 6 points, and that came from a kick.
Yeah, well, that was very much part of the team talk, because we'll to be fair, we're in worse in that first half, and we gave them that much ball, but. To the girls' credit, they stood up and defended their line like, you know, there was nothing else. So it was absolutely brilliant from one side of things for our team in the first half, but offensively, and that was just defence, but offensively we struggled quite a bit.
And it must have been nice for you to have made a couple of changes at half time, and then next thing you know, they're both over the try line in the second half.
Yeah, I think, you know, it was tough for myself to... it's probably my first challenge I've had this week with picking a side, because we've always sort of scraped the side together most of the year with injuries and just trying to, like, reserve the players from playing hurt. We don't want to play them hurt ever. So this week we had 20-odd fresh bodies ready to go this week, and it was quite a tough decision to pick a 17, purely based on the girls that I've left out. Have been brilliant for most of the year as well. So, you know, for them to come out and play like they did off the bench, the girls that I put on, and you know, help us lift the game when they did come on, was great. And it was, you know, one girl in particular, Frankie Townsend, she's just outstanding today. It's probably the best I've seen her play all year, and she's just, you know, she's got a bright future ahead of her.
Is she one of your young contingent players here at Leeds?
Yeah, she's... we've got a few, you know, that have come up from the 19, so they've been doing a good job in down there developing them and making sure they're right to come up and sort of just fill the mould when they come in. So, yeah, her and a few others have sort of come in and done a really good job, really stepped up, especially in the time of need with Lowell South, who's our dominant nine all year. Her and Ree as well, Rhiannon, have done a really good job to fix that loss.
She was really strong, and I noticed in the first half she was dummy half, second half she was more prop, wasn't she?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's just, if you look at Rhiannon in an all-round game, she can play anywhere you put her, and she really has that buy-in mentality. She doesn't question it. You just tell her to go do a job, and she'll go do it. It's something that she's not always been great at, but she's really worked on this year, and you know, luckily for us, it's paid off.
So it's another final to look forward to as Leeds Rhinos women's coach.
Yeah, it should be great.
Keeping you up to date with everything rugby league. This is the Final Hooter on Radio General.
I'm sure it is going to be great. Leeds versus Wigan for the right to be crowned the first women's Super League champions.
Yeah, and it's really encouraging. I mean, I got the opportunity to speak to both coaching staffs during the previous week, and the interesting story behind it is that both are doing a lot of development work with girls. To hear Adam Cuthbertson there talking about under-19s team,
that's something for the men's game to think about, isn't it?
Well, definitely. I mean, if the ladies can have under-19s team, the question goes to the men's, doesn't
it? Me and you have heard so many coaches saying that the gap between academy and Super League, it's too big for some guys to make the step up, so they need something in between.
Yeah, you know.
So an under-19 sounds like the way to go.
And that is, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, with what one thing that I noticed is that whereas in the men's game you get guys who are 6'4", 6'5", 6'3", and then you get, you know, little scrum halves which are 5'4", there's a lot more, I suppose, regulation size in the women's game, but the hits are just as hard, like I alluded to before, and I just really, really enjoyed my experience of that. And both of those finals will take place at the stadium next to the Etihad.
I wonder how Adam Cuthbertson's found his role as a coach.
Well, I think from sort of like speaking with him, it sounds like he's really enjoyed it. It's giving him something else to think about, because obviously he's had a really injury hit season as well. And with things not going to plan for Leeds' first team, I think he's really had a chance to think about something else. And he seems to... You saw a few of the offloads as well. So similar to, you know, he's well known, isn't he, Adam Cuthbertson, for smuggling
he's
the ball.
He's got them playing the same way.
And he has, yeah. I mean, Rhiannon Marshall, you heard him mention that she was brilliant. She started off a hooker, ended off at prop forward, scored a crucial try. And I tell you what, she is every bit as skillful with the ball in hand.
I'm sure at the start of the season, when Leeds Rhinos started the season, they'd been thinking it was them going for the grand final, not the women's team.
I'm sure they would, yeah. But, I mean, this could end up being a historic double for Leeds as well, if they can get the wool over Wigan, because they've already won the Challenge Cup. They won the Challenge Cup final beating Castleford about 2 or 3 months ago over in Warrington, actually. And I'm wishing them all the best, to be honest. And I know
I'm going to wish Wigan all the best as well, because I'm sure Amanda Wilkinson will have her team pumped up as well.
I mean, I find it difficult, you know, coming from Lee to shout for a Wigan team. And
shout for the Red Rose.
I know I should shout for the Red Rose, but I was just really impressed with everything that Leeds Rhinos brought to that game on Saturday.
If you are going to the grand final to watch the main event, which is Warrington versus Wigan, get there early. Go and watch the women's one as well, Wigan versus Leeds.
Yeah,
1 o'clock.
Just in that stadium at the Etihad. In fact, if you turn up at 11, you can get 2 for the price of 1, because you've got Lee Miners Rangers taking on Stanningley.
You're going to have to go early anyway, because there's no trains.
Yeah, there is that
you're
about
walking.
It. There is that about it.
We mentioned the main event. It's going to be Warrington versus Wigan. Warrington got there via the fact they beat St Helens at Lantree Park. Let's hear from the man who got the winning try for the Wolves to secure that grand final berth. It's Tom Lynham. Oh, Tom Lynham, what a game of rugby league that was against the Saints.
Unbelievable, yeah. Great, great spectacle. The atmosphere, unbelievable. The game itself, end to end, lots of defining moments in the game, and to come out on top, that was really, really pleasing.
You mentioned the defining moment. I suppose your try at the end was the defining moment of the whole match.
Yeah, it was a really well-executed play. Obviously, I'm just putting the ball down. You've got to understand what goes on and the detail that goes on before that. The passes were on the button, the timing on the lead runners to create a bit of space. And, really pleasing as a team. We've practiced that all week in training. So to execute that today was really pleasing as a collective group.
3-2 at half-time, it's a bit of a rarity. What was the thought at that point?
Say again.
3-2 at half-time, it's a bit of a rarity.
3-2, football, isn't it? That football's good.
So what was the point? What was the thought process at that point?
To be fair, when you, at half-time, it was a tight game, but I didn't even really know the score. I didn't know the score at the end of the game. But we just spoke, we were in the game. It was, they were giving everything, we were giving everything. And there was going to be, as I said, defining moments in the game. Obviously, we didn't get off to the best start. We had a drop out, we kicked one out on the dead. We had some stupid penalties away, but, we stuck at it. With heart, desire, will to win, got us over the line. Everyone just giving 100%. And, it's really, really brilliant to see. You start preparation for this November the 1st. And now, what is it, today, October the... Come on, mate, come on today.
Long half season,
just unbelievable. Great to see. Obviously, the stadium was pumping. Saints fans were great. Our fans were great. They played really well. We played well, and it's just on the day we know we got the result.
Great saying in rugby league, defence wins games, and defence was spot on tonight.
Defence was brilliant. Obviously, to just concede one try, a bit of a scrappy try as well, was still disappointing, but no. We outscored them 3-1, and defence is brilliant. The forward just works so hard, do all the little things, and that makes it so much easier from the edge. Like, they've got Benny Barber, he's been absolutely unbelievable. So creative, scored how many tries, so many assists. So to stop him getting any assists or any tries, it's really, really pleasing. They've got some really good creative players. Just unbelievable effort right across the board.
Oh no, good night out, and you'll be hoping to get the job done next week?
Hopefully.
At what point in the week will it sink in you are going to Old Trafford?
Oh no, it's not about going to Old Trafford, it's about winning at Old Trafford, that's what it's about. So in the game, I'm a firm believer you can't live the game too early. When we're there, the occasion, enjoy it, but we have got to win. It's not about getting there, it's not about taking part. We as a club have got to win for the first time in history. That's what we've got to do.
There you go. If you want a word of inspiration, just play that interview in the dressing room they go out.
I really, really like what he said there at the end. I thought
got to win. It's not about being there.
No, because they've already experienced that at Warrington, haven't they? Where they've got to it. They've been happy to get to the final. Now it's about taking an extra step, win that competition, and do it tough. And it's always going to be tough against a Wigan side that doesn't give a lot away. But I just really like the attitude that Tom Lynham has, and he was exemplary at the weekend. 2 tries from him.
Took his try as well.
The second one was a peach, wasn't it?
Mm.
And the first one weren't bad either, to
Not
be honest.
Not bad at all.
I mean, I thought he played particularly well, and, could we see him called up to the...
Funnily, you should know that say that, because he has just been called into the England Knights team.
Has he?
Yeah.
See, I think he's deserved it. I think his form's been really good for Warrington this season. I mean, I don't know, you've seen a bit more of Warrington than I have.
Yeah, he's been outstanding, Tom Lynham. quite hard to think. He could have been banned for that game against St Helens, but he had his suspension reduced.
Wow. I'll tell you what, I'd like, I'd like his defence then.
Mm.
Do you reckon that they could put it up against Wigan? They might win.
Mm, maybe. So, yeah, he's replacing Greg Minikin, I think.
Oh, right. That's a loss as well for the England Knights squad, because he's been good this season.
Even though they weren't that great against Wigan on Friday.
Well, he didn't play in that.
He didn't play that. I'm not blaming Greg Minikin.
So you can't blame
it
on him.
I'm not blaming... Sorry, Greg, I'm not blaming you for that defeat. Unfortunately, your teammates never turned up on the night.
No, no, it was a real scrappy game as far as they were concerned. I never thought they really got the mettle of it. They used Luke Gale too much, and I didn't think he got that much support from his half-back partner. And I'm not too sure about Michael Shenton at the very, very top level anymore. I think he sort of squandered a few chances too.
Yeah, even Darryl Powell admitted at the end he needs to learn how to win the big games.
Yeah, you can almost throw the fact that, did they choke? Are they chokers? Have they choked these last couple of big games that they've been in? They do need to win one, similar to how Warrington do.
But the thing is, he ran into the Wigan juggernaut, and for me, since Sean Wayne said he's going, Sam's going.
There's about three or four others, Bateman's isn't
there? On his way. So yeah. they're on a mission to go out as winners, aren't they?
They are, yeah. And I mean, you know, I think one thing that Sean Wayne does particularly well is he gets that pack mentality so right, doesn't he? And I do love listening to him and what he says, because he's so passionate. And you get the feeling that if he could have agreed a new deal at Wigan, he wouldn't be going to Rugby Union. He won't be going to Rugby. I think
he's a Rugby League man through and through, isn't
he? I think there's more of a story to come out here, by the way, with the, how he's ended up leaving Wigan, but that's for another day and another podcast, I feel.
Let's hear from him right now as Steve Manning got hold of him.
Well, Sean, you're 80 minutes from hopefully going out. You want to go out?
Yeah, and I want to go out to win. I've been there and lost, and that's no way to leave Old Trafford. I want to get a coach a winner, so it's really important to me that we get that win, and but we need to be better with the ball. I thought our defence was very, very good today, but
to improve on what they did, I mean, to nil them. I mean, I know you want the tries, but I think you're a person who wants nil every week.
Yeah, our defence was great. I love what we did with the ball, but our defence was the key. The way we defended the line was outstanding. I'm really, really pleased with our desire, what we showed. So, we'll be ready. We'll be focused. We'll be prepared for a massive one next week.
And you scored tries at the crucial time, that one on 10 minutes off, I think, back of four, back-to-back sets. Drop goal, Gutting gives you that advantage, and then, again, about just less than 10 minutes, Sam slides in, which just shows his professionalism. He knew that if he slid in, he'd go in. If he tried going in, he'd, you know, busting over, he could have got taken out.
Yeah, he showed some great desire to get that. To get that try, and I thought he was quiet in the first half. But he, when he shapes up, you know, other defenders, their defenders, they mud up round him, so it leaves space for other attackers in our team. So he's a great player. He's an outstanding individual, one of the best I've ever coached.
Keeping you up to date with everything Rugby League, this is the Final Hooter on Radio General.
I wonder when Sam Tompkins hears that interview. He goes, oh, cheers, coach.
Yeah, he probably
thanks
will.
A lot. Great.
He probably will. I mean, some great words there, wasn't there, from Sean Wayne about Sam Tompkins, who's had an excellent second half of the season, it must be said.
I think Wigan must be a bit gutted he's actually leaving for France now, next season.
Yeah, he seems to be another one that has found a new lease of life and a real extra leg and a bit of extra form, hasn't he?
Yeah, certainly he's a man with plenty of talent, and he's a danger, isn't he, no matter where he plays?
Oh, very much so. I mean, Wigan's had him in a bit of a roving commission role, haven't they? They're playing him a bit at half-back, a bit at full-back this year.
I wonder where England are going to play him then.
You know what? With Luke Gale being ruled out, I wouldn't be surprised if he actually plays half-back.
Well, they're not named the replacement for him, have they? So we'll find out next week, apparently, who's going to replace Luke Gale in the full England team.
Mind you, they're not doing like-for-like anyway, are they? Because Burgess has been ruled out and Gildart's got called up.
I know Oliver Gildart's going to be happy. He's been named in the full England team rather than being on England Knights duty. But, oh my word, you're thinking, yes, I'm going Papua New Guinea. Actually, no, you're not. You're going Holt, Leeds and Liverpool instead with the first team.
And possibly Lee as well.
And Lee next week when they play France.
Mind you, that could be like playing in front of the crowd at Ports Moresby, surely.
No disrespect to those places, by the way. And I'm sure Oliver Gildart's made up his being named in the England full first team setup. But, wow. What an opportunity missed by not going Papua New Guinea.
It's missing a trip of a lifetime, that, isn't it? Because I have to admit, you jump at
the chance
you're to go
on
to Papua New
you're
Guinea.
On Fiji mode already.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd want to go to Papua New Guinea. That's the next place I want to go to. I'm going to go to Fiji this
November, because I'm not going to get to see much of England, sadly.
No, not at all. And we mentioned the grand final. The £1 million game is done and dusted. Toronto. Everyone expected Toronto to be taking the place in Super League next season. Derailed by a fantastic performance from London Broncos.
Oh, I've got to admit, this was just the most entertaining tryless game that I have ever seen. It was just, you know, end-to-end, thrilling from start to finish, and just penalty goals, to be honest, that were scored. You had Jared Sammet opening the scoreline, London leading 2-0 at half-time, Gareth O'Brien equalises midway through the second half, and then there was a kick about 5 minutes later from Sammet after, of all people, Buchanan, who used to play at Widnes, he gave a penalty away. He must be sick as a dog today.
I think Paul Rowley was, by looking at his face at the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, they've obviously... How can I describe it? They've pumped themselves up, haven't they? They've and everyone was talking about Toronto. Nobody gave London a chance,
nobody
which I thought
did.
Was just so nobody disrespectful. Because
what a job Danny Ward's done.
If you look at it over the course of the season, you mentioned the job that he's done. He's actually promoted from within, so he's got some real London talent that has come through, like Daniel Hindmarsh, for example, who was fantastic.
I've seen something about their lineup. 14 of that team are London-based.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so, I mean, even
London is producing the players,
and even the travellers that they've brought down have bought into that. Players like Tom Spencer, who played for a long while at Lee and played for Wigan previous to that. You know,
just shows how brave the performance was. The fullback for the Broncos on the day dislocates a finger, breaks a finger, and just straps it up. Get on with it.
Yeah, you wouldn't get that in any other sport, would you?
No.
But Alex Walker, he's a fantastic player as well, and I think as well, he came up with. I think one of the journalists I follow on Twitter came up with a saying he did the £1 million tackle in holding Andy Akers up because he looked like he was set to score.
So Toronto have been derailed for a season and they'll be hoping to get the job done next year, won't they?
Yeah, we're hearing that's a 5-year plan though now. Did they mention anything about a 5-year plan before? I can't think
I
actually.
Don't,
it's
just a three-year plan, wasn't it? Promotion from the League One, promotion from the Championship, bang, Super League.
Yeah.
Back to back. Sadly, not to be in 2018, but I'm sure with the financial clout that they've got, they'll get the players in on board to get the job done next season.
Oh, they will be back. They will be back. And
bigger, better and stronger, maybe. 9,000, not a bad crowd.
Yeah, especially seeing that it was Thanksgiving Day as well. So to get 9,200, I think it was, almost 9,300 through the gate, it speaks great volumes. And they're an attractive proposition. They play some great rugby league. And that's going to continue next season.
Man of Steel has been announced. We mentioned it was Benny Barber. Other winners on the night. Paul McShane was the hitman. Meter Eater was Bill Tupel. I call it Meter Eater. Meter Maker. I like the Meter Eater.
I quite like you saying that as well,
yeah,
to be honest.
Bill Tupel got that one. Top Gun was Luke Gale. Amazing. He's been out half of the season, but still the top goal kicker.
Yeah. Well, that came
based
off,
on percentages.
I would just expect to say that came off percentage. So he's not missed very many at all, has he?
Top try scorer, Ben Barber. Foundation of the Year, Leeds Rhinos Foundation. Club of the Year, Warrington Wolves. Coach of the Year, Sean Wayne. Young Player of the Year, Jacob Truman. And we mentioned Benny Barber being the Man of Steel. Steve Prescott, Man of Steel, by the way. MBE, can't forget that, can we? The Women's Man of Steel, first one ever.
The Woman of Steel.
Woman of Steel. Georgia Roach from Castleford.
Yeah, Georgia Roach, what a cracking little player she is. I saw her in action in that semi-final that we talked about before, and she hits as hard as she does, and she's a tremendous player.
Toronto being derailed for one season by the London Broncos. One juggernaut that's on its way back, menacingly heading towards Super League, the hope of Bradford Bulls.
Oh, I thought you was going to say Featherstone Rovers. They won the Championship Shield,
he
so
did.
We're not going to say much about
sorry.
That. But yeah, they won that one by 42-10. But you
the Bradford,
mentioned...
The Bradford juggernaut's on its way back.
I think John Key has got that started again, hasn't it? And we must thank Mick Gledhill for the following interview that he did with John after the
game.
What
a great game against Workington. But well done, the Bulls. They're back in the Championship. They'll be looking to maybe derail Toronto for another season or do it via the playoffs.
Well, it'll be interesting to see where they can go to, but here's a happy John Key.
John, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Sometimes it is all about winning the one that really matters.
It is, yeah. And I mean, these two playoff games, I just feel this team's just evolved. What is it? We scored 6 tries today, I think. We scored 9 or 8 against Oldham and conceded 1. And that was when the chips were down, when it was the tough old, you know, it was sudden death, it's trapdoor rugby. And they've really, you know, fronted up and they've gained promotion in the way specified prior to the season. So I'm delighted with that, and I'd just like to congratulate the players because it's been a tough season. You know, when you're there to be shot at and they're the ones after you every week, it does get tough, but I think that's hardened them up for these two playoff games. And I think this team is evolving and it will be better next year because we've got stability and we're going to add quality.
I think we saw your ethos, John, team before self, throughout that 80 minutes this afternoon.
I think that shone through, didn't it? You know, Matt Garside, he apologised to players at half-time for that rush of blood, but the players made it so that it didn't matter because they managed the game very cleverly during that 10 minutes. They defended as if their lives depended on it, and I think that 10 minutes is the one really that brought us through, and credit to the players in the end because they scored some great tries as well.
Is it the defence again that's going to get, you know, most of your praise from that
performance? It is, yeah, yeah, yes it is. But I mean, they attacked well as well. I mean, you know, if we'd we'll obviously have to start practicing goal kicking though, won't we? But if we'd have kicked the goals, it'd have been a lot more, I think, comfortable for all of us. But I thought some of the attacking play was breathtaking, and I think we surprised Workington with we changed how we played against them, because if you do what you've always done, you get what you've always got, and we lost twice, so we weren't going to do that again. We changed how we attacked them, and I think it came up trumps, you know, as indicated with the scoreline. I thought they kept the discipline really well. You know, I thought there was one or two harsh penalties against them, but you know, that's by the by. We'll ride with that because you know, ultimately, all that mattered today, we said, all in all the build-up, it's just the W against your name, and they've got that, and because they've got the W against their name, they've got promoted, and it's a great feeling. But obviously, I think next year we won't be the team to be shot at all the time. We'll be just one of many, so that'll be a bit of a relief to us all as well.
Jay Hitchcock, a well-deserved hat-trick of tries.
Yeah, he didn't do bad, did he? You know, he's. I watch a lot of rugby league, and when Jai came over to Featherstone, I thought he's fantastic. And then obviously he's been to Cass, and then we managed to get him on loan here, and I thought he was magnificent today. And you know, I don't like singling players out, but you know, it wasn't just the tries he scored; it was when he was in yardage as well. He caused them all sorts of trouble. We wanted to go there, big men with footwork, and make them keep working in that middle channel, and we did, and I think it paid off.
Is it extra special, John, with over 50% of the squad out there on the field being born in the city of Bradford?
It is, yeah, it is. We're very proud of that. You know, it's an ethos that Andrew Chalmers wants us to buy into. John Bastian and Lee Beattie and company, they really can identify and develop talent. So if you've got that on your own backyard, you really use that. And, you know, if you look at Ross Oaks, there's Ethan Ryan, there's Kirky, there was young Brandon also sat on the sideline, so... You know, we've got some good Bradford-born players coming through, who've come through the Bradford system. But we've got some good lads as well who've come from outside and have taken on our standards and our beliefs and our principles. We've had the mantra that we're trying to build a championship team and a good championship team. And I think we've certainly got the basis there. And as you know, with the addition of people like Jake Webster, I think it's going to add a bit of quality as well. But, you know, I think experience showed today as well down our right side with Jai. I thought Ash Gibson had an outstanding game as well. And then there was Joe Keyes, Elliot Minchella. That right edge was absolutely first class. So absolutely delighted with them.
Keeping you up to date with everything Rugby League. This is the Final Hooter on Radio General.